USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court has blocked the decision to have a citizenship question on the 2020 census, striking a blow to the Trump administration. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says all Americans should not have to fear taking part in the census.
But whether it's on there or not, that the American people come forward and be counted. It would be a sad occurrence if people said, well, since that's on there, I'm not going to be counted, because it means so much in terms of who we are as a nation, in terms of what makes up America, who are we, and how do we address the needs of the American people.
The Supreme Court also decided not to rule in a case regarding partisan gerrymandering of political districts. President Trump is set to meet with the president of China at the G20 summit, which is being held in Japan. The administration is optimistic a trade deal will be worked out, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Key economic numbers were released on Thursday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Final figures from the Commerce Department show the gross domestic product, the best gauge of the economy's performance, grew at an annual rate of 3.1% in the first 3 months of the year, up from 2.2% in the final quarter of last year. But taking out trade, inventories, and government spending, it only grew at a 1.3% rate in the first quarter, the slowest gain in almost 6 years. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says around 227,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 7,000 more than analysts had predicted, and about 10,000 more than the previous week's total.
Round two of the Democratic presidential debate will take place tonight in Miami, Florida. Former VP and frontrunner Joe Biden will take center stage, along with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and California Senator Kamala Harris. The debate starts at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A record-breaking heat wave in Europe is continuing to intensify. Forecasters are predicting temperatures above 100 degrees in Spain and Greece. The heat wave is setting new records for Europe in the month of June. USA Today sports reporter Nancy Armour also says the heat could impact the U.S. women's soccer team when they play in France on Friday.
Players will cramp, they'll get dehydrated, but this is also something that they're preparing for.
In the quarterfinals, the U.S. women on Friday will take on France. That game begins at 3 o'clock Eastern Time and can be seen on Fox. The largest e-cigarette manufacturer can no longer sell its products in its home city. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The Board of Supervisors in San Francisco, where the e-cigarette Juul is headquartered, has approved an ordinance prohibiting the sale, manufacturing, and distribution of vaping products. It's not retroactive, so Juul can stay, but no new companies can come in. Supervisor Matt Haney says what sold the sales ban to him was the lack of regulatory oversight.
A product that does not yet have FDA approval for marketing. We also have seen an explosion of the use of e-cigarettes by youth.
Last year, 1 in 5 high school seniors admitted to vaping in the past month. They also have a plan to help small businesses that are impacted by the ban.
Thank you, Wendy. Please remember, you can also find us on the iHeartRadio app by searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.